Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Welcome to the Cale Clark Show. So glad you're with me. We have some really, really cool stuff coming up. I'm going to tell you about it in just a second, but we're going to start this hour, as we do every hour here on Relevant Radio, with the Memorare. We pray this for an end to abortion across the United States and around the world, and also for the success of our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I want to tease something that's coming up later. Is it okay for men to cry, specifically Catholic men? And I tweeted a meme, and you can check out my Twitter feed, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. Is it ever okay for men to cry, specifically Catholic men? I tweeted out the crying Jordan meme. Obviously, MJ thinks it's okay. He's the GOAT. I can't argue with him. But what about you, Lucas? When was the last time that you cried, producer Lucas? By the way, I know that you cry every day just at the sublime beauty of this show. But when was the last time you really shed some crocodile tears?
It's been a really long time, though. To be honest, I will say that a friend of mine recently got married, and it was so beautiful. I did try and hold back my tears because I didn't want to be seen crying.
Mm-hmm.
So that was about a month ago.
Yeah. Oh, it's dusty in here. There's something in my eye.
Yep. Yeah. cough.
Yeah. And Gina's probably like, what is wrong with you, Lucas? But so we're going to ask that question. Well, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but we will deal with that later in the program. So if you have a take on that, please do call in. 1-888-914-9149 is the toll-free line to talk to me here at the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. 888-914-9149. You can also email the program, cale@relevantradio.com, cale@relevantradio.com. It's a great place to email your questions, things you'd like us to talk about on the show. Always looking for ideas. We also have a show account on Twitter, at Cale Clark Show. You can also tweet us there about the same stuff. And you can follow me as well, my personal account, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And speaking of the phone lines, 1-888-914-9149 once again, we do have a phone call coming in from, I might actually know this person. In fact, I'm pretty sure I know her very, very well. Hello, who is on the line right now?
Hello, it's Michaela, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Michaela. To what do I owe this honor? Why are you calling my show?
I'm wondering if I can tell jokes.
Yes. Well, just to explain to our listeners, every pledge drive, we have this tradition that Michaela, my daughter, calls in to tell kid jokes. And why do you want to tell kid jokes on Relevant Radio, Michaela?
Because I work for Relevant Radio.
You work for Relevant Radio, do you? What do you do for Relevant Radio?
I tell jokes.
You tell jokes. Okay. All right. Well, and why do you tell the jokes?
To raise money.
Well, that is a really, really good reason, because, of course, right now it's our Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive. Well, I'll tell you what, Michaela. With the Cale Clark Show, the Pledge Drive ends on Friday afternoon. So our last chance to raise money on the Cale Clark Show is tomorrow night. So here's what we're going to do, Michaela. If people call in today, and if we are able to raise today and tomorrow, I'm going to shoot for the stars here. If we're able to raise $100,000 for Relevant Radio, 10% of which is going to go to the relief efforts in Haiti, so this is good. It's going to be for a good cause. If we can raise $100,000 for Relevant Radio, you can do your whole set. I will let you do your entire comedy set of kid jokes on the show at the end of the show tomorrow. Does that sound like a deal?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, you go work on your routine and help your mommy.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I know you're excited. Believe me, I've seen you working on your craft, and you're ready to go. So Michaela, why don't you do this? Why don't you go work on your routine? Maybe help mommy clean up some stuff after dinner, and we'll connect later. Okay, Michaela?
Save a lot of people and get money.
I mean, we're using this to help grow Relevant Radio so we can reach the world for Christ through the media. Michaela, thanks for calling in. I love you, sweetheart.
Bye.
We'll talk to you after the show. Okay, bye. Well, that was my daughter, Michaela. And so we don't want to let Michaela down. She is really, last year we had, I think it was our highest ever total during the pledge drive when she called in and told kid jokes. So she's constantly telling people, as you heard, I work for Relevant Radio. Oh, what do you do? Well, I tell jokes for money. So there you go. So these are going to be some pretty expensive kid jokes, but they're going to be worth it. Trust me. I've heard some of these. I've previewed them, not to be missed. So we will do that tomorrow, but we need you to get on the horn, and we're going to do some pledge drive stuff later on. So we'll tell you. But of course, you know you can go online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. And in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about some really, really special gifts that you can get for doing so. Plus, you have these kid jokes to look forward to, so I can't wait. Well, speaking of kids and speaking of entertainers, and certainly Michaela is a budding entertainer, Ludacris, and this is just a ludicrous story, if you don't mind me saying so. The rapper, the hip-hop artist, the actor, Ludacris, and by the way, that's not his real name. His real name is Christopher Brian Bridges. Christopher Brian Bridges. And so, get it? Christopher, Chris, Ludacris. See what he did there? That's pretty clever. So Ludacris, obviously he's a pretty famous guy. And Today.com, in their parents' newsletter, tells us the story that Ludacris, who has four daughters of his own, so he knows what I'm going through. He has four daughters, and of course, he's done really well for himself, Ludacris. And I think, Ludacris, you should probably call in right now if you're listening and donate to our Reach Out and Respond campaign, because he has a massive estate, a private lake, and his own tennis courts. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now, he's based in Atlanta. So, you know, he's in the South. He's actually born in Champaign, Illinois, Lucas. I don't know if you know that, but Ludacris wants to make sure that his daughters stay humble. He came from humble beginnings, and he wants his daughters to stay humble. So he's teaching them, apparently, about money management. And he told the Today Parents newsletter, he said, quote, "It's important that my kids understand how to earn their own money and save up for what they want." And so he has two daughters named, no, he's four daughters, but two of them are named Cadence and Kai. And Cadence and Kai, they earn their allowance by doing chores around the house, such as cleaning their rooms and washing dishes. So, hey, Ludacris, I'm down with that, because Michaela herself, she does that too. She earns her allowance. She has a job to do. Her job is to put the cutlery away from the dishwasher every night. So that's her job. She does a good job. And Ludacris says, he goes on, he says, quote, "We're setting certain standards and precedents that I know will carry on. I want them to know how debit cards work, because that is the future." So he's actually given his kids debit cards. Now, I don't know if debit cards are the future, Ludacris. I know you're pretty plugged into culture. I would probably have gone with digital wallets myself. I think that's really the future. But here's a question for you. If you're listening today, if you have kids, when did you start teaching your kids about money? And how did you do it? How'd you do it? I need ideas, number one. I need ideas, especially if Michaela is going to become a professional comedian. Maybe I should call Jen Fulweiler to come back on the show and give her some career advice. A Catholic comedian, Jen Fulweiler, recently appeared here on the Cale Clark Show. Friend of the program. That was a great show. You can check it out in the archives. We'll link to it in the show notes. Awesome, awesome interview with Jen Fulweiler, who has, of course, a comedy special on Amazon Prime called The Naughty Corner. It's really good, and she's going to be going on a comedy tour this fall. So check that out. But, I need some ideas about this, because, again, one of the things that comes up during this pledge drive week is that, you know, Jesus himself talked a lot about money. I'm uncomfortable talking about money. I'll just lay that out there. But Jesus did it all the time. He talked about money matters because money matters. So anyways, that's what Ludacris is doing. And one other thing that was really cool that he did. Do we have time for this, Lucas? How much time do I got left? Okay, cool. Okay, Ludacris. Now, my kid, Michaela, she is really into this bedtime story called Llama Llama Red Pajama. Now, if you're a parent, you've probably heard of this. In case you haven't, it's a story about a baby llama who's llama or llama, I don't know, but the llama is wearing red pajamas and he's calling for his mama. That's the whole story by Anna Dudney. It's a great children's book. Ludacris's kids are into this as well. And in fact, because he's Ludacris, he was able to do this. He made a rap version of this children's tale, Llama Llama Red Pajama. Check it out.
Hey, Llama Llama, red pajama. Reads a story with who? With his mama. Hey, mama kisses, what? Baby hair. Mama Llama goes all the way downstairs. Hey, Llama Llama, what? Red pajama. Feels alone with who? Without his mama. Hey, baby llama.
If you know the story, this is absolutely hilarious. That was Ludacris doing this rap on Power 106 FM in Los Angeles. That's incredible. So if you have a take on this, when did you start teaching your kids about money management? How'd you do it? Responsible stewardship is the key. Let me know. And when we come back, we'll talk about that. If you have some calls about that, let me know. You can call in 888-914-9149. I also want to know, do you think it's okay for Catholic men to cry in private and public? I have a take on this. Producer Lucas has a take on this. We're going to do this in a little bit. So please stay tuned. But first, here is a word from Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the Executive Director of Relevant Radio and your host for the Family Rosary Across America every evening at 7 p.m. Central. Thanks for joining us for our summer pledge party. We've got a very special two-for-one gift today. Two gifts for your tax-deductible gift of a dollar a day. It's an Our Lady of Guadalupe medal plus a book, The St. Monica Club. The medal was taken by our own Drew Mariani to numerous holy sites in Mexico, including the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe during his recent pilgrimage in June. The book, of course, gets its title from St. Monica, who every day had to wrestle with the pain of having a loved one fall away from the faith, but she prayed and prayed, and her son came back. That was St. Augustine. We have a limited supply of the medals, so don't wait. Give online now at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
Pledge Drive here on Relevant Radio. This is Timmery with Kale Clark, and we're asking you to reach out and respond. The number is 1-877-291-0123 to donate. The easiest way to donate and the most perks, because we have gifts for you today, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. We'll tell you what we're working on, but I want to give you a little bit of information. If you donate just a dollar a day, or 365 days for the year, we have three gifts for you if you donate online. You already get the St. Monica's Club book, and you'll also receive our special gift today only of Our Lady of Guadalupe medal. But if you donate online, you'll also receive a MP3 download of Bring Them Back to help you in bringing your loved ones back to the church or to the church to begin with.
Absolutely. So call right now, 1-877-291-0123. That's the number to call. Operators are standing by toll free. Or you can go online, relevantradio.com or the app. That counts too. And again, when you donate online, you get what I'm calling, Timmery, and I've copyrighted this phrase, so don't even think about stealing it, the dollar a day triple play. Do you like that? That's some marketing. That's some marketing genius right there. So, because if you just give a dollar a day, you're going to get three things today. You're going to get the St. Monica Club book, which Timmery just mentioned. You're going to get that MP3 talk by Josh Raymond and Patrick Madrid, which is on a very similar topic. It'll be a nice compliment to the book, Bring Them Back, How to Bring Wayward People Back into the Church. Plus, you'll get the Our Lady of Guadalupe medal, which Timmery also mentioned, which Drew Mariani brought to all kinds of sacred shrines, including the shrine where the Tilma is, Our Lady of Guadalupe, in Mexico on a recent pilgrimage. You went to the home of Juan Diego, St. Juan Diego. Awesome, awesome stuff. So you get that medal as well. So why don't you show your medal? Ha ha ha. A little pun there. 1-877-291-0123. It's going to be awesome.
This is your opportunity. We're 3 days in. We only have two more days of our pledge drive here. This is how Relevant Radio comes to you, by you stepping up, reaching out, responding so that other people can receive, along with yourself, the message of Jesus Christ via the radio, via podcast, wherever they listen, the Relevant Radio app. So please, we're asking you to reach out and respond. The number is 1-877-291-0123. Kale's asking for 50,000 hour.
It's a lot. I'll explain why later. but I know you can do it. I know you can do it. This is really, we only have 2 days left to donate on the Kale Clark Show Do it now, 877-291-0123 in the Relevant Radio app.
Explaining the faith so you can explain it to others. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Pulling the tunes, spinning those, I don't know what, that's some old vinyl you pulled out there. The Cure, Boys Don't Cry. Boys Don't Cry. Is that true? Is that true? So here's the question I want to ask you. Are Catholic men permitted to cry? What sort of brought this up? Why am I asking you this? Well, really interesting blog post about this that was written by Father Damien Ference on the Word on Fire blog. So here's what he talked about. He said that earlier this month it was the feast of Saint Ephrem, who's a doctor of the church. He's a saint. He's a deacon, doctor of the church, and he was celebrating Mass with the Dominican sisters that day. And he already kind of had his homily all worked up, but before the Mass, Father Damien had a few minutes to kill, so he's checking out the Magnificat magazine, which has the daily readings and some stuff about the saint of the day. He's like, I can't remember anything about St. Ephrem. If your favorite saint is St. Ephrem, you might be, you know, in the minority, but he couldn't remember anything about him. So he started reading about him in the Magnificat mag, and here's what he found. St. Ephrem was known to be, quote, a deeply sensitive man who was said to weep almost constantly. So he was really, really sensitive, and he cried a lot. Okay. And so Father Damien writes, you know, maybe it was acceptable back in the 4th century for Catholic men to be known as deeply sensitive, to cry in public. But he was thinking, you know, would that fly today? Would that work? Would such a publicly known weeper be accepted? Would that person be deemed effeminate? Would people call him a wuss? Would he be taken seriously? But he said he thought a little bit more about it. And he thought, you know what? There's some biblical precedent for men, manly men, crying in the Bible. Well, the psalmist, for example, in Psalm 6, verse 6, the psalmist says, all night long, his bed was drenched by tears. His couch was soaked with weeping. Okay, so it's in the Old Testament. And hey, the perfect man, the God-man, Jesus Christ, true God and true man, he wept. When Lazarus died, don't forget, his friend Lazarus, he knew he was going to raise him from death. He knew he was going to resuscitate him. He wasn't resurrected. He was resuscitated. And Lazarus is going to die again. So it's different from the resurrection. But the very shortest verse in the entire Bible, John 11:35, Jesus wept. Jesus wept. So maybe it's okay if we do. What about Luke? Luke 19:41. Jesus weeps again. And this time he wept over the city of Jerusalem. Now, you know this. This is, of course, the triumphal entry, Palm Sunday, Hosanna in the highest. Everyone's laying out the palm branches. And it says, when Jesus drew near, now this is in Luke 19, verses 41 and following. And when Jesus drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, would that even today you knew the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will cast up a bank around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and dash you to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another in you because you did not know the time of your visitation. And that's exactly what happened, by the way, in the year 70 AD when Jerusalem was sacked by the Roman army in the great Jewish war with the Romans from 66 to 70 AD. The temple was destroyed in a towering inferno. All the stones came tumbling down. And Jesus is saying, hey, if only I had been accepted, none of this needed to happen. So he wept over the city of Jerusalem. What about St. Augustine? Father Damien Ference gives the example of St. Augustine. Now, of course, we've been talking a lot about this book about called the Saint Monica Club, about Augustine's mother, Monica. Well, Augustine himself, and she certainly cried a lot over her wayward son, but Augustine wept too. If you read the Confessions, he cries, he groans all throughout the book. And right before, especially before his big conversion moment, before that take up and read moment, tole lege, he says this in the Confessions. This is Confessions 8:12. When deep reflection had dredged out of the secret recesses of my soul all my misery and heaped it up In full view of my heart, there arose a mighty storm, bringing with it a mighty downpour of tears. A mighty downpour of tears. So when he sort of looked at everything that was going on, his soul, his sin, when it finally kind of hit him, it was like he said it was like a mighty storm. And then the clouds broke and it all just came out in tears. And what about St. Thomas Aquinas? St. Thomas Aquinas, he said this, tears can relieve pain. Here's what he said, quote, a hurtful thing hurts yet more if we keep it shut up. Whereas if it is allowed to escape, the inward sorrow is lessened, end of quote. And how true that is. We keep something inside, it just bottled up, it just kind of, and that's true for emotion as well. And he said that sorrow can leave the body through tears. And he said that in his Summa Theologicae. So St. Thomas said, tears and groans are actions befitting to a man who is in sorrow and pain, and consequently they become pleasant to him. So as Father Damien says, you know, in other words, it feels good to cry. It feels good to let it out. You feel better. It kind of becomes sweet in a certain way. Even Thomas Aquinas said that. So how do we get to this point where it's not cool for Catholic men to cry? And when Lucas was crying at the wedding recently, it wasn't even his own wedding. He was just moved by the beauty of it all. It's okay, Lucas. Don't be ashamed. It's okay. It's all right. So you know what? Maybe it's part of a healthy Catholic manhood. And just one more thing, just real quick, and then we'll go to your phone calls. Father Damien Ference leaves us with this example. He says, what about St. John Vianney? We recently celebrated his feast day. He's the patron saint of parish priests. He had the gift of tears, and he cried a lot. In fact, one day, someone approached him and said, Father, why are you crying so much all the time? And St. John Vianney said, because you don't cry enough. Enough. So we need to cry more, maybe, especially perhaps us guys. What do you think? Let me know. 1-888-914-9149. We're going to go now to Andrea, who's calling from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. What do you think about this, Andrea?
Well, hi. Yes, I'm going to give guys permission to cry. But before I tell you how much I cry,
thank you.
I'm going to tell you I laugh way more than I cry. But I cry every time I hear something beautiful about the Blessed Mother or hear the songs to the Blessed Mother. I can't get through Gentle Woman or Ave Maria.
Gentlewoman.
Without crying.
Does that want to make you cry when
crying.
I start singing that?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get through this.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm making it worse.
And then, well, just whenever something beautiful or something inspiring from the saints or something touching about Jesus, my throat closes up and I squeeze it out my eyes.
Andrea, I got to say, I think that is healthy. And I think it's good what you said when you said, I think you told this to Patrick, who's screening calls for us today, that you laugh more than you cry. But yeah, when you talk about our Blessed Mother, yeah, thinking about Our Lady makes us cry because she loves us so much. And same with our Lord as well. So I want to hear from more of you out there. Think it's okay for Catholic men to cry in public and private? Let me know. Want to hear from the guys? Want to hear from the ladies? Let me know. It's Cale Clark Show. Be right back with more of your calls right after this.
Our pledge drive here at Relevant Radio. Wow, I am so amazed and thankful. 40 of you have stepped up. You've reached out. You've responded to our pledge drive this hour.
That's amazing. You know, and I got to tell you, Timory, I think, I don't know if you caught this at the beginning of the show. I know you've got a life. You know, you've got a little baby, and you've got a husband to take care of, and he's taking care of you too. And so, if you're not listening to every single moment of the Cale Clark Show, shame on you. Number one, just kidding. But that's why there's podcasts, right?
Hey, I'm eating my kale over here.
Trying to get my dinner in. There you go. And but one thing I said at the beginning, my daughter Michaela called in, Timory, and she said that she does this every pledge drive. She wants to tell kids jokes for money. She says she works for Relevant Radio. She'll say this to anybody she meets. She wears a Relevant Radio baseball cap, and she says, I work for Relevant Radio. What do? I tell jokes. I tell jokes to raise money on the pledge drive. So she's going to do her comedy set at the end of the show tomorrow. So I said, Okay, in order for this to happen, I got really audacious here. This is a real leap of faith, Timory, but I said, we're going to try to raise $100,000 between today's show and tomorrow's show, the Cale Clark Show. And if we can get there, Michaela's going to do her comedy set at the end of the show. So I think that's a pretty good deal. So you got to call in right now. And believe me, these are expensive jokes, but they're worth it. 1-877-291-0123. But if you give online through the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com, you get that dollar a day triple play. You get the, if you give at least a dollar a day, you get the St. Monica Club book, you get the Our Lady of Guadalupe medal, and you get the awesome talk by Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond. Bring them back. It's so cool. It's so awesome. You can't miss it.
Donate now, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. If you are listening there, it's right there, the banner at the top of the page. Or you can give us a call now to place your donation. We need more people to step up to help us reach 50,000 this hour. We've had 40 people reach out and respond. Will we hit 50,000? That is up to you. So donate now. Call us 1-877-291-0123. And Cale, I keep thinking about everything that's happened over the last year and a half that we are, I realized tonight, approaching 2 years of everything with COVID. And here's the reality, Cale. Here at Relevant Radio, this is the way to give hope. This is the way to give joy. This is the way to find peace. In the midst of everything we've experienced, we have consistently been here with people.
You got it. And you know what? Today and tomorrow, We can't raise money for the Cale Clark Show or for Trending with Timory on Friday, so we got to do it today, got to do it tomorrow. Go to relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Hey, welcome back to the Cale Clark Show. You can call in, even though it's pledge drive. And that's what I've been so excited about over the last couple of days here on the Cale Clark Show, that, yeah, people are calling in. You can call in and talk to me still. 1-888-914-9149 is the number to call. You can also email the show, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. Timory was on earlier. She's talking about eating her kale for dinner. Thankfully, my parents spelled it differently, C-A-L-E at relevantradio.com. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E, and the Cale Clark Show account. And speaking of that show account, at Cale Clark Show, producer Lucas, you put up a little question there about, is it okay for Catholic men to cry? And we're going to get your phone calls. I see you there on the phone lines. We're going to get you in just a second. But Lucas, what are people saying on Twitter about this?
So Carla is responding, what is wrong with shedding a tear or two? Even Jesus cried at times, did he not? So you made that point earlier, Cale.
Mm-hmm.
And then Father Goyo responded on Twitter.
Oh, Father Goyo.
Yeah.
The great Father Goyo, a Twitter legend in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Priest in Los Angeles.
It's okay for anyone to cry. Now let's talk about the reasons why. And a lot of other people responding in here as well. So if you have an opinion, check out the Twitter account. Join the conversation at Cale Clark Show.
Hey, Father Goyo, if you're listening, why don't you call in right now? 888-914-9149. I've never actually talked to you in person, but I'd love to. And we're speaking of the phones, we're going to go to the phones right now. We're going to go to Patrick in Mission Hills, California. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Cale, how you doing?
I am doing great, sir. Thanks for calling in. How are you doing tonight?
Good. So I'm doing great. Thank you. I have to admit, I have the gift of tears. Sometimes I don't see it so much as a gift, but I think the reason for that is that I don't particularly see it as a gift is that there's a stigma about men crying. And, you know, it's just looked down as weakness. But I don't think that at all. You know, like your previous caller, I think Andrea, she said that she gets touched by many things. I'm the same way. I'll get touched by, you know, by anything, you know, beautiful about the Blessed Mother or, you know, things like that. I just don't see a problem with it. In fact, you know, that song, Boys Don't Cry, people tell their children over and over and over, or their boys, you know, boys don't cry. Well, that's been proven to cause problems with young men.
Yeah.
So I don't see a problem with it at all. I would never tell my son, you know, nah, boys don't cry.
Patrick, I agree with you 100%. It's not a sign of weakness. I would say it's even a sign of strength. You know, it's a sign of love,
you know.
Yeah.
I think if you love those around you, if you care for people, you care for souls, you know, you're going to be touched by things and they're going to, you know, maybe you're not going to cry, you know, alligator tears, but you're going to tear up. You're going to feel those tears start. It happens to me quite often. And in my life, I've seen many, many, many men cry. I don't for a second think that's weakness.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Let me back up a bit. You know, if you're crying because you got a cut or you got hurt, that's one thing. I don't cry over pain. I cry over, you know, being touched by godly things.
Mm.
And I don't see anything wrong with that at all.
I think that's great. I like the way you said that. You cry when you're touched by godly things. You know, there was once a famous philanthropist who said, we need to let our hearts be broken by the things that break the heart of God. And I've always remembered that's also to allow our hearts to be touched by the things of God too. And sometimes it is that beauty, right? And the transcendentals, right? Beauty and I forget the other ones, Lucas. It's been a long day. What are the other transcendentals?
Truth and goodness.
Truth and goodness. Thank you. Thank you. And that I just want to cry because I forgot that. I can't believe that. But hey, Pledge Week, it gets to you. Sometimes I cry. I cry tears of joy because the listeners of Relevant Radio support us so well. But Patrick, thank you very much for that phone call. Colin in Mission Hills, California, I really appreciate you. That's a great, great take on this subject. So Lucas, those things are okay to cry about. Don't cry about the dolphins, Lucas, like Hootie sang about, right?
Well,
I'm
it's
such
funny.
A baby because the dolphins make me cry.
It's funny because T.D. Buckley on Twitter just responded saying, crying is a frequent occurrence for Mets fans. So, ouch.
Yeah. The Mets aren't so amazing sometimes. Let's put it that way. Well, we're going to go back to the phones now. We're going to go to Jim, who's calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Cale. I really called about the other topic that you talked about.
That's
like
totally
how to
fine.
Talk about money to children.
Yeah.
And the way that I introduced my son to the value of money is we were walking by a fountain, and he saw that there were coins in the fountain.
Mm.
And so he asked me for a coin to throw into the fountain, and I told him that this is money, and someday all of this money is going to be yours. So if I give you this, it's really your money, so you get to decide what you want to do with it. And he didn't throw it in the fountain.
What did he do with it? Do you remember?
I let him keep it.
Okay. I thought maybe you were going to say he saved it for candy or something. But I think that's a good lesson, you know, and it's also it's kind of a related lesson of, well, you can have this now with your money. You could kind of buy this from me now, or you could save it and exercise restraint and get something even better later on if you can just wait. Exercise that muscle too. So I think that's great, Jim. I think it's great. So I'm always on the lookout for ideas about how to teach kids about money, because it's really important to be good stewards of all the resources that we have, our time, our talent, our treasure, our health, everything that we've been given by God. So really appreciate you, Jim. Thanks for calling in.
Right. Thank you. And really appreciate your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. Thanks for saying that. God bless you. That was Jim calling from Las Vegas. Well, I want to hear from you ladies as well. I want to get a lady's perspective on men crying. What do you think about that? Does that make you think this guy's in touch with God? Is he more of a real man for doing this? Is this okay? We're going to go to Cammie now, who's in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Hey, Cammie.
Hi, Cale. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling in. I really want to hear some perspective from the ladies on this.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of talk about an anecdote, I guess, from my wedding day. We just celebrated our second anniversary on Monday, actually.
Happy anniversary.
But one of the most... Thank you. One of the most memorable parts, I would say, of our wedding day was just my husband's reaction when I walked down the aisle. So we'd done, you know, the first look and the pictures, and we'd seen each other throughout the day. And it just still was so memorable. When we opened the doors, you know, and he walked down the aisle, it's just all of a sudden he burst into tears. And like, I wasn't expecting that. He wasn't expecting that. I don't really think anybody in our families was really expecting that, because he's not super outwardly emotional in that way, but afterwards, kind of just reflecting on it, you know, he just was like, you know, thinking about how long it's been taking us to get to this point and just the beauty of marriage and how we were finally here. That's and even amazing. During our vows, he you know, was audibly almost crying, and it just was so beautiful. I didn't think one second that it was something weak or that he should be ashamed of. It was just so beautiful to see that, and I kind of attribute that to him just being so confident in his masculinity.
Nice.
And I think it, you know, it is a sign of being confident in your masculinity if you can outwardly cry and not be embarrassed about it, I think. And I think most, hopefully a lot of women would agree with me on that, not to speak for all women, but, you know, yeah, again, just going back to that, it was just probably one of the most memorable parts of our wedding day, and I still have friends who reference it as just being really beautiful.
Oh, that is so cool, Cammie. That's a great story. Yeah. And probably not a lot of people saw him cry either, because I remember at my wedding when Patricia came down the aisle, it's so funny because you just never experience this till it happens to you when you're the groom. Mm-hmm. Literally the entire church turns around, you know, here comes the bride. You know, I could have done anything at that point, you know, and nobody would have seen it. So everyone's looking at her, which is as it should be. And that's an amazing moment. So I think you're right, Cammie. I think it does show a lot of strength, to cry. And that's, there's nothing wrong with that. And I really like that story from your wedding, and happy anniversary to you. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. Yep, no problem. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks. That was Cammie in Maple Grove, Minnesota. That was such a cool story. And Lucas, you were saying the famous Jimmy Valvano, that incredible speech that he gave before he passed away of cancer. He talked about crying in his speech, right?
Yeah, he did. He talked about laughing. He talked about crying, and how if you do both of those things in one day, that's a heck of a day.
I remember that. Yeah, we got to see if we can find that clip. Yeah, that's such a good classic clip. Speech. Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. So amazing. Yeah. So the gift of tears. I kind of agree with Father Damien in that article that so many saints have had this gift of tears, and Jesus himself, true God and true man. Hey, you have a problem with this, you're going to have to take it up with our Lord, because he wept. He wept because, especially, you know, when Lazarus passed away, because he knows as God, you know, this is not the way it's supposed to be. And he was going to do something about it. And he did. He defeated death, not only in Lazarus' case, but ultimately through his resurrection, Jesus' resurrection, that is, and through our own future resurrection on the last day, defeating death entirely. That's God's plan. Talking about that, actually, tune into the Faith Explained show tomorrow. You're going to hear much more about that. It's going to be a cool episode, 12:30 Central, class after Mass. So check that out for sure. Well, guess what? Relevant Radio here. We are in the business of miracles, watching God do miracles through our work. And here's a miracle moment for you from Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I really appreciate Relevant Radio. You are on all the time in my life. You are the constant accompaniment, and you're the reason that I've been inspired to become a daily communicant, to pray my rosary daily, chaplet of the Divine Mercy. All those things are an outflow of the fact that I'm listening to Relevant Radio all the time. So thank you so much.
Douglas, thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. What a ringing endorsement. And we often tell people, hey, just listen to the impact that Relevant Radio is having. And those last two callers are testament to the charity of others. You know, in their generosity, they have impacted souls that are now, look, this Douglas, a daily communicant. We look at people who are entering the church now because Relevant Radio is on the air. This work of Relevant Radio is so rare and so unique, and it is transforming the culture. It's transforming lives.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
Reach out and respond. This is Timory here with Kale Clark, and wow, I am amazed by your generosity. We are about halfway to our goal of $50,000. We're at $21,000. You have exactly 15 minutes to support the Kale Clark Show and help Kale reach his goal of raising $50,000 this hour.
You know, I'm blown away, Timory, by the generosity of our listeners here at Relevant Radio who are calling right now. And you can get in on the action too, 877-291-0123, or through the relevantradio.com website, through the app. And don't forget, you can get the dollar a day triple play. If you donate just a dollar a day, you can get the St. Monica Club book. You can get the medal, Our Lady of Guadalupe, which was taken by Drew Mariani to all the shrines associated with her in Mexico on his recent pilgrimage. It's been touched all these places. These medals have been blessed. They're beautiful. And you can also get this beautiful talk, this conversation between Josh Raymond and Patrick Madrid on MP3 in MP3 format called Bring Them Back. That will be emailed to you as soon as you make your online gift. And again, you can do that through the app or through the website. And Timory, what's so cool about Our Lady of Guadalupe is that, as you know the story, missionaries had a lot of trouble getting a foothold in what is now Mexico, and people just did not want to respond to the Christian message. But then when Mary appears, as almost a native princess to them, this image just revolutionized that part of the world. Over 8 million people converted over the next few years. That is amazing, and this is what God can do. And we want to reach the digital continent through Relevant Radio, through the internet, through the airwaves, through the app. 877-291-0123. Reach out and respond right now.
Again, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app are the easiest ways to give, where you also receive an extra gift from us because you give to us, we continue to give back. That MP3 download of Bring Them Back, helping to reach out to your loved ones. But a reminder as well, you may have followed what's happened in Haiti. We're giving 10% of everything you give to us back to the people there in Haiti through Catholic Relief Services to help on the ground, burying people who have died from the earthquake, helping to support the churches, rebuild the community, provide food, and so much more. So reach out and respond, relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app, or again, the number's 1-877-291-0123. Remember, we are here with you every day to continue to bring you a faith-filled content. So support the Cale Clark Show now. Tomorrow will be your last opportunity. 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com. Give now.
This is the Cale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
Hey, welcome back to the program. So cool that you're with me on the Cale Clark Show. This is our last little segment here, and this is a powerful story. Man, I'm telling you, this could be turned into a movie. This is the story of a military chaplain who pretended to be a criminal to save somebody. And his name is Father Ignacio Maria Donoro. And he is a Spanish priest. And the Spanish media is not exactly friendly to Catholic clergy, in case you didn't know this. And the story of Father Ignacio and what happened to him is they just couldn't ignore it. They had to write positively about this. There's a glowing article in the Spanish newspaper El País about this. And in fact, the 57-year-old Father Ignacio, who was a former military chaplain, he was nominated for a prestigious award called the Princess of Asturias Award for all of his work. He's worked for 25 years on behalf of young people who are victims of extreme poverty and also the abomination of human trafficking. Modern-day slavery is happening still today. Dramatic story happened in Father Ignacio's life in the 1990s. At that time, he was working as a chaplain with the Spanish National Police in El Salvador. It was kind of an international mission. And what he ran into there shocked him. He'd seen a lot of bad things in his life. But he saw, at one point, a family selling their son to human traffickers. And what they were going to do was unfortunately kill the young man and harvest his organs. This was absolutely atrocious. He was being used as an object, but he's a person created in the image and likeness of God who is being traded like an object. This is a very poor family. They had 5 children. Their 14-year-old son, Manuel, was suffering physically. He was suffering from paralysis, and they wanted to sell him for food for just $25 to the traffickers. And they had 4 daughters that they were trying to feed, and they made a terrible and tragic choice. Well, the priest saw this happening. He saw this transaction taking place, and he came up quickly with a plan. God inspired him. And what he did was really something out of a movie. When he learned that this transaction was going to take place, he risked his life to save this boy. In fact, he went a week without shaving. He just made himself look, pretty terrible here. Rented a truck. and he dressed in kind of grubby clothes, and he himself posed as a human trafficker himself to save this 14-year-old boy, Manuel. So he went to the family's home, and he offered the family more money than what the other traffickers had offered them for their son, and so they took him up on it. So he takes the boy, throws him in the back of the truck, and drives away, and on the way, he reveals to this kid, oh, I just saved you. I saved you from certain death. And what he told this Spanish publication, El País, Father Ignacio said, and I quote, in tenths of a second, I realized that this was a train that would pass only once in my life, and you have to take it or leave it. And if you take it, it's going to take you where you never thought you'd go. I was very aware, he said, that that child was going to change my life. So not only did he rescue Manuel, he got Manuel the help and treatment that he needed for his physical ailments. And in fact, not only did Manuel survive, he recovered completely from his paralyzed state. And 25 years later, Manuel is alive and well, and he is grateful to be alive and well. And they still have this deep bond, as you can imagine, Manuel and Father Ignacio. And so Father Ignacio went back to his native Spain, and he once got a letter from Manuel, and Manuel said, you have been the most important person in my life. And that saving Manuel, though, was only one of the incredible things that Father Ignacio did. That wasn't the end of his journey. He went eventually back to the Peruvian Amazon, and he founded a place called Nazareth Home in the Amazon. And this is an institution that it's amazing. It's entirely dedicated to caring for orphans and the children of desperate families, like Manuel's family, who were so desperate they would even sell their own son. And so these families are extremely poor. They're very vulnerable. They can be coerced by criminals. Prostitution is rampant, crime, petty crime, and the horror of human trafficking. And so he tries to stop this through the hope he gives at Nazareth Home. And Father Donoro, Father Ignacio Donoro, he received the 2021 Solidarity Award earlier this year from Telva Magazine. That was a $20,000 prize, and he used that money to buy farming equipment so that people can learn how to plant rice. And he wanted to make Nazareth House self-sufficient through agriculture. And that's a great thing. These people can kind of take control of their own livelihoods and bring hope. So, Father Ignacio, there's so many bad news stories about priests. And there's so many priests who are, and they're by far the minority. We hear about these things in the media, but we don't often hear about the good priests who are doing incredible work for the kingdom of God. The vast majority of them are very, very holy. We need to pray for them. Father Ignacio Donoro. Incredible story. What a guy. Unbelievable. What a mensch. And he is, in fact, a true priest of Jesus Christ. It's so cool. Amazing story, Lucas. What a show. We've covered a lot today, haven't we?
Yeah, and if you've missed anything, you can go check out the podcast at relevantradio.com/kale.
Yeah, that's it. And it's a great place to go. You can share them with a friend. You can take them on the go. Some people like to binge listen to the shows on the weekends and catch up, whether it's The Faith Explained or whether it's this show. But we're just so thankful for your support during this Pledge Drive week. Reach out and respond. That's our theme. We want to reach the world for Christ, and we can't do it without you. So thanks for listening to this episode of The Cale Clark Show. But we're not done yet. Kimmery's going to join me in just a second. Stay tuned.
And you hear a lot of secular music. You hear some inspiring stories, but nothing like what you hear on Relevant Radio. Time and time again, you hear inspiring stories such as the story that Cale Clark just shared here on Relevant Radio about a young man who was saved from sex trafficking. This is the type of story we need to hear, the reality of what's happening in the culture, but what happens when one person speaks up and stands up. This is Tim Ray joining you during the Cale Clark Show for our pledge drive. If you would like to support the Cale Clark Show and Relevant Radio, please give now. Reach out and respond as we're asking you to join us. Numbers 1-877-291-0123. The easiest way to give and the most perks, because we have gifts for you. You can see them online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Tap that banner at the top.
Yeah, you got it. And don't forget, our challenge is we're going to try to raise $100,000 today and tomorrow on the Cale Clark Show, because we have no pledge drive on Friday. It's just a normal show, regular show. So really, today and tomorrow, it's kind of your last opportunity to kind of vote and say, you know, I like this programming. I want it to keep going. I want to support what Relevant Radio is doing on this program, on the Cale Clark Show. So the best way we can do that is to call in and donate and help keep us on the air. Oh. We operate a lot of radio stations, 200 radio stations. They're not cheap to operate. The towers are always breaking down. They're always being hit by lightning. I'm getting all these emails. And our brave men and women at Relevant Radio are climbing those towers and fixing them in the storms. And we do it because we want to reach people for Christ. So, as Tamarie said, there's lots of perks involved for you as well.
And
we
I have an update, by the way.
Oh, you do? Cale. Okay, cool. Let's hear it.
I have an update. You wanted to reach 50,000 this hour, and we are at 29,000. So we need 21,000 more. We're more than halfway there.
Let's do it.
And you have 4 minutes to support us.
Let's do it. So call in Los Angeles, call in Chicago, call in Milwaukee, Boston, Maine, Portland, Maine. We have listeners out there in New York City, all across the great United States of America, and all around the world. Through the Relevant Radio app and relevantradio.com, you can give as well. And don't forget, it's our dollar a day triple play. If you give at least a dollar a day, and you can give more, of course, too, if God inspires you to do that, you're going to get the medal of Our Lady of Guadalupe that's been taken to all the great shrines involved with her in Mexico by Drew Mariani. You're going to get the book, The St. Monica Club. You're going to get the talk by Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond, Bring Them Back, which is a great companion to the book. Help reach your friends and neighbors for Christ. Plus, not only are you going to get that, you're going to get to give as well to Haiti. As Timmy mentioned earlier, Relevant Radio is contributing 10% of everything we raise during the pledge drive to the relief efforts in Haiti. The churches in Haiti have been decimated as well. They would normally be on the ground. Most of them are dealing with, you know, digging out from the rubble, burying the dead. It's a corporal work of mercy. Giving food, giving medicine. It's so important. And Timmy, it really made me think of what happened in the New Testament. In a lot of his letters, St. Paul, he kept writing, taking up this collection from the saints to Jerusalem, to the needy in Jerusalem. And one of the things he said in his second letter to the Corinthians was this. He said, I want to bring this work of generosity to completion among you, just as you were rich in everything, faith, eloquence, understanding, concern for everything, and love for us too, then make sure you excel in this work of generosity as well. And it's part of stewardship, Timmy. God has given us time, talent, and treasure. We've got to put it all at his disposal. And this is how we can serve him in really, really practical ways and serve our brothers and sisters who are suffering too.
Amen. And I think that we have to remember that when we're being asked to give, that we're being asked to give from the heart, to give what we're able to. And right now, so many people, we just hit, Cale, an update just came in right now. I'm sorry to interrupt this. We're at 31,000, so we're 2,000 closer. We need 19,000.
All right, guys.
Okay, whoever can support us now, Cale, what are you asking people to do to support?
Well, you know, just go to relevantradio.com, go through the app, go to call 877-291-0123 if you're on your phone. And don't forget, Michaela has promised her very best kid joke. She's been working really hard. And if we hit our target, she's going to give us a very celebratory comedy set tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss this. I've heard these jokes. They're good. They're pretty good. So,
of course, you're her dad, but I trust you.
No, they're
I'm
actually funny. I promise you.
Don't let her hear that word actually, but what we actually need people to do is to support. So donate now, reach out and respond. 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com. See the gifts we have for you. Check out the Relevant Radio app. Support the Cale Clark Show and Relevant Radio today.